very similar to a zucchini plant. Pumpkin bush, they're all related, they're all cucurbits. Orange yellow flower, and as you can see, you must have the bees to pollinate. You can hear and see the bees. We got guys that got hives all over the farms here, yeah, and they come and look after them.
Win-win situation for you both.
It is. They take the honey. We look after their bees too, so we're very critical of what we spray and when we spray. We do not spray any chemical that'll hurt our bees.
So how old's this patch that we're in?
It's been picking 4 weeks now. So it's coming to the end of its life. We pick them for about 4 weeks and then get out of them. Look, we can keep flogging them, but the squash tend to lose their ruffles. They start going around like a cricket ball, so the appearance is gone. We protect our name. We produce a good product, and we want to maintain that. Okay, this is how we prepare our paddocks. We don't remove the grass cover. All we do is continually mow it and keep it short. And then we direct drill the seed in through the grass. Then we come along and sting it out with Roundup. We've probably been using this method now for 20-odd years. And we get a real good result out of it. Especially on these lower slopes, when we get those rain events, some big runoff issues.
So you've had no soil erosion whatsoever?
No soil erosion. We maintain that grass cover all year round. That's how we do it. That was planted 3 days ago. The Roundup's been sprayed over this, and as you can see now, the boys are pulling tape in. They're pulling the triple tape now up the rows. It's a real fine poly line, and they've got little emitters in them at every 250 mil, and the tape, when you fill it with water, it just drips. We don't bury it. It's just sitting on top of the ground. So when the crop's finished, the boys will go along and just lift all the tape out, and they pull it out exactly the same method with the bike, and they just pull it out in the paddock and then just pull it into the next planting. Water efficient, because overhead watering on things like squash can, once you wet the leaf down, can introduce secondary bacteria, diseases. So you try and keep away from overhead watering.
How much of your electricity costs gone up over the years for your irrigation?
Heaps. 30% over the last couple of years. Not only are we paying for pumping from the Mary River into the Pie Creek irrigation scheme, which is a huge cost, then we have to repump from then onto the paddock.
And something very unusual for the farming industry in Australia here, Mick, you actually employ all locals.
All local employment, and they come back every year. We pay an hourly rate. We do not pay a contract rate. We pay an hourly rate, and it's all local employment. We do not use backpackers. Our period runs for 8 months straight, 7 days a week. We do continual supply for 8 months. That's where we can get our foot in the door, whereas a lot of growers, I suppose, only do a 3 or 4 month stint, whereas we do 8 months. Suits our growing season.
Now, Mick, we're in the packing shed. There's two ladies hard at work sorting.
The squash come in from the field, as you can see in the bins. We've got probably six pickers out there going for it. They start at daylight, generally out of there by about 11 o'clock during the day, 12 o'clock, a late day. Girls come in here, they sort them on the sorting table up there, as you can see. Goes through the washing process, up through the elevator, through the sorting table, and into the box. The girls weigh them off then, seal the liners, and then into the cold room for cooling. We've got to meet certain criteria to be able to supply the chain, so temperature, sizing and quality is all a big issue. Size and appearance-wise, everybody buys with their eyes, so as far as the chain stores are concerned, appearance is a big thing. Anything that's rejected off the floor here, just some of it's a bit oversized or might be chipped. Before it went to the cows, now we send it all to food bank because there's still great stuff to eat. It's good to help. There's a lot of people needy out there, and more so than the cows, I can tell you. There's a lot of people doing it hard out there, so if we can contribute to that and helping those people, we're certainly grateful for it. We do, on an average, about 200 to 300 trays a day. Sometimes it can range up to 400, 450. Times that by 8 months straight, so 240 days. So we start picking about the second, third week in October, and we run all the way through to about the second week in June.
You must be tuckered out by the end of it.
Yeah, we've seen enough of them. We're looking forward to our 3 or 4 months off, I can assure you.
Do you actually like button squash?
Yes, I do. I love eating them, yes. I eat them on a regular basis.
And what's your best recipe?
Well, look, I'm going to show you some recipes by the name of a chef, Matt Galinsky, well-known chef, put some recipes together for us, and I'll show you what they are. Pickled button squash. Grilled or marinated button squash. Can you pronounce it?
Rigatoni with button squash.
Bacon, chilli, garlic and parsley.
Yum!
And a button squash and anchovy tart. And that's just some of the things you can do with them other than just steam them lightly on the side of the plate.